Hello.
Oh, hi, Jason. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I was just following up regarding the account and the $29 payment for your website hosting.
Yes. I went and got a card.
Oh, good.
Just got a call and get it turned on, I believe. How does that work exactly on the payment when it's down? Am I still being charged monthly? Or?
Yes. Yeah, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So the payments do continue to reoccur until it settles. But good news is you're only past due for the March 1st payment. The April 1st payment hasn't hit yet. So if you have the new card, what I could do is update it now. And then once the payment goes through, I can push the next billing out 30 days for you. So that way, your site is still up, by the way. It didn't go down. It's just that there's an orange banner at the top saying that the information is no longer being updated. But we do keep the account, the website up while it's in suspension as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I locked into any type of contract on that, or is that something I can cancel at any time? Or?
You can cancel at any time. We can't cancel it with a past due balance, but let's say that you don't think you need a website anymore. You can pay the $29, and then I can cancel right after, and you wouldn't have any further charges.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't been getting any hits or anything from the website, so it kind of seems to be just throwing money in the wind at this point. So, I think I'll probably just take care of the past due.
Yeah, we can do that. I do want to let you know, though, that a website in and of itself never brings anybody a client, right? So the value to what we do is to optimize your business to show on the first page of Google and Bing. But for some reason, back in February of last year, 2023, you had canceled that portion of the program and decided to just keep the website for $29 a month. So,
right.
You know,
it was so expensive.
If you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, most people want to spend the dollar every single time. You know what I mean? And in that time that you were active with us with the programming, your company was found on the first page of Google 1,192 times, and you had 65 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you probably did receive some solid work out of it back then, and, you know, maybe you just weren't aware. But I do want to tell you that being that it's 2024, you probably need the site anyway. And the reason I say that is I had a client call me a few weeks ago, and he said, you know, there's a lead coming through my site, but I can't open it. Can you help me open it? And I told him, okay. And when I went to open it, it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And he was so confused because he said, that person did not come to me from Google. I actually am working with a lead generation service, and it was actually one of those. It was an Angie lead client. And I said, well, guess what they did after you went out and you bid on the work? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a credible website and nice things being posted about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. You know, so that's something that you might want to consider too, you know, because having a website, you know, being in 2024 is definitely very important too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like $150 a month though, wasn't it?
Initially for the Google placement and the programming and, you know, keeping you on the first page, that was $149 monthly. But then they converted your program where you're just paying for the website hosting. So the $29, mm-hmm. it includes HoffmanTruckingExcavation.com, and it makes sure that that website is fully functional when people look you up.
Right. But now with the $29 one, I'm not getting very many. Is it showing how many clicks I've had since I went to that?
Let me see, because it's been about a year, right? I can filter it out because I just read the all-time results. I will tell you that it's showing that, because there's bar graphs, and you can see this when you go on your dashboard. It's showing September, and I'm not going to go back the whole year. I'll just read the last 6 months, but September, 4 clicks to your website, 1 click to call you from the first page. So even though in September you just paid the $29, you still had 5 Google actions. October, 3 clicks to your website. November, 5 clicks to your website, 2 clicks to call you. December, 2 clicks to the site. January, it spiked up for some reason. You had 7 clicks to your website. And February, 1 click to your site. So people are still able to look you up and find you, and you're still getting, you know, some results from it. And when I say, oh, there's, you know, 1 click to call or 2 clicks to call, that doesn't mean you only receive 2 calls from the site, because when they look you up and they're on a cell phone, then absolutely they can click to call you from the cell phone, and Google tracks that. But if they look you up from a regular compute or a desk or a laptop, then they have to actually dial the number, and Google can't track that because it's coming from a different device. But Google will track that they at least clicked on your site. So usually they're clicking on your site because they need to get your phone number so they can call you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was under the impression when I did it that after so long, the site would be mine. But then whenever I tried to opt out of that or into that, something about the, like, workings of it, how does that work?
There's two options if somebody cancels and they want to keep the site. Number one is the option that you have. They keep the site and the content, and they just pay us for the hosting. Usually the hosting is $49 monthly, but whoever had converted your package puts you into our corporate hosting rate of $29. Usually you have to have 100 locations with us in order to get the $29 rate, but they did give you that option. And then the second option is you can do a one-time buyout of $99, and that just gets you the web address. So let's say that, you know, you want to take Hoffman Trucking Excavation to a different web developer, and you want to build it on that domain since it's your business name. You know, you can do that, but you have to pay the $99 buyout for the domain.
Okay. Yeah, so that was what I didn't understand. I thought the $99 kept the website.
It keeps the website, but not the content. It's just the website. So you get kind of like a blank domain. But our clients love that option because that way they know that a website with us, they can start advertising it right away, printing it out on invoices, putting it on business cards, a work truck, knowing that they would always have it and never potentially lose it, you know. I had a client the other day, we were setting him up, and he wanted his business name for the web address. So when we were setting him up, we told him, you know, it's not available, but we see that this hosting company has it. You can call them and see if you can get it. So he called them, and they wanted $2,800 and something to sell him that domain. And I don't know how those types of companies get away with that. To me, it's extortion. But it is comforting to know for you that, you know, if you want to keep your business name as your domain, you always have the option to do that. And I've been here for 12 years. I've never seen them raise the price of the domain. It's always been $99.
Well, I just don't think that for $30 a month and what about 26 months is really worth the money, you know, so.
Okay. So I'll collect the past due amount and I'll cancel it and you won't have to worry about any further charges. And then for that new card, is it still tied into the 1881 Collins Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, that's perfect. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are. Okay, expiration?
1227.
And the code?
268.
Okay. So I will get your authorization and then I can process the cancellation and you'll be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure everything processes. Okay, great. I got the green light for you. So I'll process the cancellation. You'll get an email from me within the next 5 minutes saying that the account's been canceled. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay.
All right. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, too.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Bye.